I hope that none of these things come to pass for me. That's the first thing I want to say. I hope that none of them happen to me. I don't want to be peeing like a dog or have my dick on my back or any of that stuff.
How about the vacation in the future?
If that would happen, yeah. If I could pick one, there you go. That was probably the most enjoyable one. And you used that one at the beginning to prime me, and then you just brought me way down into the depths.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to 1,000 Crazy Questions, the podcast. I'm your currently sane host, Houston Pierce. This is a podcast where I release one guest a week and a series of crazy would rather questions. We give the psyche of our guests a sport topic and the question that we shouldn't really explore. I take my questions from you, listener, from a list of 1,000 questions. You can submit questions, suggestions at me at 1kcrazyquestions@gmail.com or at 1000crazyquestions on Instagram. That's 1000 on Instagram. And I'm also on Twitter at 1kHoustonPierce, but I don't even use that one. Twitter kind of sucks. Your social media username will get a shout out for if your question makes the episode. And yeah, please rate and follow 1,000 Crazy Questions on Apple Podcasts, Podchaser, Spotify, all those good stuff, all those good spots. More about Podchaser than the show. And let's get to the episode this week. Yeah, that was intro as fast as I can get through it. This week we have on the one and only master of the Static Radio podcast, maybe Gumball lookalike, Bob Lament. Bob, if you want to introduce yourself to the listeners a little bit.
Yeah. You know, I take offense to the gumball thing, man. This is Bob. I'm from Static Radio. I don't know what you used to say. It's a master of Static Radio. I do have a co-host, and he'll be all pissed off. Now, why didn't they call me master or something? Because he's, he's got some problems. But thanks for having me. We're not going to do all 1,000 questions right now, are we? Because I may have to pee here for too long.
I don't know if we have the bandwidth to get through all.
Okay. I just want to make sure. Make sure I wasn't going to have to do all 1,000. You never know. Sometimes you sign up for these things and you're like, oh, that title can't be real. And then you get going. And you're like, holy shit, I'll be here all night.
Yeah. We're only on question 862. We're almost done.
It's your list of 1,000 questions. And then I'm just going to answer a small portion.
Yeah. It was more like a countdown of like we'll go through question 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and like we'll go down the list together.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Number 801. Welcome, 801. Here we are.
Yep. Yeah. That's how it works.
Any kind of pull tab or anything like at the deli counter? Keep a hold of what questions I had. You should put up a thing behind you with the numbers. You ever been to a place that has the old plastic numbers, and then you pull your number, and then they call it, and they stick it up on a peg? That's like old time stuff.
That's I've only seen that at like Seinfeld.
Yeah, I was just saying, like it's exactly like a deli. You gotta go to like an old deli, you know?
Yeah, that's an old fashioned.
A real old fashioned. Yeah. Exactly.
Maybe I should do that. I don't know. Like have numbers assigned. I mean, I technically kind of do.
You probably got them on a piece of paper somewhere.
Yeah, there's a spreadsheet. Yeah. There's a spreadsheet. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, if I want to,
if
I want to mess with my friends, I'll be like, "Hey, pick a number, like pick any number between this and this," and like, and they'll pick it. I say, "Pick a column," and then they pick one, and then, bam, there's a random question for you. Yeah,
exactly. That maybe. Well, I mean, I'm not trying to change the show. You've probably been, you know, if you're down to 800, I mean, did you start with one or did you start with 1,000? I don't know.
Bit of origin story here. I started with like about 100 when I first started writing them down. I said, oh crap, I have a lot of questions. And then the idea for a podcast kind of came later, but it started with me writing 100 off the bat.
Oh, wow. That's a task in and of itself there.
Yeah. No,
you're like, these questions can't just sit on my database. I need to bring them to the world.
Yeah, I have to share this madness with someone. I got it out of my head. Now I have to talk about them with someone, somewhere, and put them on something. And
See this could venture off? You ever see the Mystery Science Theater 3000?
Yes.
You ever heard of that show? Okay, yeah. They shoot him into space. He's got to watch these bad movies and pass the time. Mm-hmm. This could be like your thing. I have to ask these 1,000 questions or else I die, or I, you know, or they won't keep sending me food, or you know, you wrap it in some kind of storyline there, you know, or I'm compelled, my OCD compels me to ask these thousand questions, or else I, you know, make myself go crazy.
I mean, in a way, that's kind of true. Because if I just sat on these and didn't do anything with them, I'm a crazy person.
So you wouldn't have problems, see?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, if I don't ask a question, I pull my eyelashes out and I hate going around without eyelashes because I look weird. I can't tell if you got eyelashes. I hope you got eyelashes because then I'll feel bad.
I think I have eyelashes. Last I checked. Yeah, I got them.
Yeah, you got them. Okay. I can't tell with your glasses on.
Yeah. These glasses are fake, by the way. Or they're not fake. They're blue light glasses.
I was gonna say, they have a lens in them. I can see that.
Oh, it's a poser. I'm a poser. The light was bright.
Oh, they look good. They look good.
Oh, thanks.
They match the headphones pretty well, too.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. Yeah, be like, you wear glasses? No. Not really. No, I can see fine. It's the blue light, whatever.
Much like these thousand questions, this is all a prank on you. The glasses and everything.
Yeah, it's all veneer.
Exactly.
Oh yeah.
And your sports jacket and all that good kind of stuff. You're like, I put on my interview jacket. My question jacket.
It looks like something, but really it's just like what I have, like a t-shirt underneath here is like this, it's veneer. It's all like, yeah, this is for the look overall. And as soon as this is done, I'm taking this off, going back to
back to my underwear and t-shirt.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the basic. That's why you only see the top half of me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the newscasters who don't wear any pants.
There's no need. I mean, like it helps me focus.
Now you laugh at that. I'll tell you a quick story if you want to hear it.
All right.
So when I was a kid, this would be a long time ago, I got to tour a television station, and I got to meet the anchor, right? So the news anchor, this is local, you know, a little small town kind of situation. But anyway, he was walking around with a suit jacket and, you know, tie and a shirt and a pair of like khaki shorts with no, with like sandals.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way he presented the news. He was ready to go.
Yeah.
And he didn't have any long pants. He didn't have suit pants on. He had khaki shorts on.
That's real.
He didn't have a tucked in or anything. It was just hanging. His shirt was hanging. It was all, he was like, oh yeah, I'm getting ready. We're going to go on here in about 35 minutes. And I'm like,
yeah,
it kind of ruined the news.
Yeah, like you'd see him be like, that man has on khaki shorts and sandals.
Right. He's not serious. He's just a jerk with shorts on.
I feel like I have a really like hoarse laugh today. I don't know, because I was like sick this morning. I took a bunch of medicine, but
be fun. I got Houston all juiced up on NyQuil or something.
Yeah, you're catching me on a DayQuil. Correction,
a DayQuil. Oh, okay.
A DayQuil. Yeah. NyQuil, my experience doesn't do anything. I don't know.
Really?
In my experience.
I sleep good with NyQuil. I know that.
No, I take DayQuil and go to sleep.
If I can't sleep, I'll just take some NyQuil and go right to sleep.
No. NyQuil doesn't put me to sleep, and I feel like it actually doesn't do anything. I'll take DayQuil and go to bed.
Really?
Yeah.
But I think DayQuil actually has caffeine in it.
Does it?
I think so. That's why, That's why it's DayQuil. Keeps you up.
Maybe. I know NyQuil puts you to sleep. I think DayQuil just like doesn't put you to sleep.
I have to look at the ingredients. You'll have to spin that box around to see what's on it.
Welcome to 1,000 Crazy Pharmacy Questions, where we answer. Okay. Here are the rules to the game.
Ooh, you said that like a song. Here are the rules to the game.
There are two rules to this game slash conversation. Rule number one, you must always answer the question, no matter what. If you have no preference towards one or the other, you say the phrase, flip a coin, meaning that each choice is 50-50 to you and that one is neither worse or better than the other. But that rarely happens, so it may not get used. Rule number two, whoever asks the question doesn't have to answer it if they choose not to. These rules exist because as the questions become harder to answer, the rules become harder to follow. This week we have a Red Band episode, so the questions asked on top of discussion will not be family friendly. If you want to check out the blue version of this podcast where things are just, you know, family friendly, I encourage you to go check them out. And yeah, this is your warning. Bob, just want to remind you, if you have any different questions for me or variations of the questions I've asked, it's a conversational podcast. You're not interrupting. We go back and forth. Quick board performing disclaimers to the listeners. Everything mentioned is hypothetical. If you are offended by this episode, I don't know what to say. You can at me. Probably won't respond, but you can do it. It's fully within your rights. It's all cool. And lastly, before we begin, Bob, is there anything that you would like to ask, declare? Are there any inherent slash mental biases you know you may have?
Oh, hey, that's a good question. I don't even know. I suppose I don't think that I have any, but who knows? Maybe I'm you're gonna bring it right out of me and I'll be outed here for something or another. I don't know. Nobody said anything like that to me before. Gosh, you're changing my world. At first you called me Gumball, and now you're making me think about my thoughts. What the hell?
I know. It can be a bit much.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, don't worry. Don't think about it.
You don't have any piercings, do you? Do you have any piercings?
No, why?
To me, that says you've got one you don't want to share. But no, I just was curious. Sometimes piercings, people with lots of piercings kind of put me off. So I guess that's one of my biases, because if you got a face full of piercings of some kind and I'm looking at you, yeah, I'm like, what the hell? What's that? and then I can't not focus on, you know, the piercings. I'm just looking at them, you know what I mean? So
that's hilarious.
I mean, if they're just in their ears and stuff, and I'm like, what the hell? Where did they get that? Did that hurt? This is weird.
You know, like, look at all those holes in your face.
Yeah. Well, yeah. What do you do when you go through the metal detector? Holy shit. This is good. Lots of beeping at the airport. Do you fly much?
Yeah. I don't get stuck on this, but yeah, I kind of agree. I mean, mostly though, with the tongue piercing, that one I really don't get.
Well, then I can't not look at that. I just like stare, and then they're like, "What a weirdo! He just kept staring at my mouth."
Yeah. No, I mean, and like,
even well, it's because there was a little BB floating around and I couldn't take my eyes off of it.
Yeah,
it's mesmerizing.
Even if they're like at a, let's say, like, is an attractive woman or whatever, and like, she opens her mouth and there's like a tongue piercing. I'm like, whoa. Yeah. I don't know, something about the tongue piercing. I don't get it.
I don't get it either. It weirds me out. I'm like, can't you just, I don't know, stick something in there temporarily and then take it out when you're done? Or do you need to have it there all the time? I mean, what do you do when you take it out? Does stuff just get jammed down in there and then you got like a tongue full of shit? I don't know.
I don't know how
it seems. It seems like it would be complicated.
It seems painful.
I lead a very uncomplicated life. And so anything that complicates my life, I don't really like.
So yeah. I take it you have no tattoos or piercings?
No, but that probably has less to do with the tattoo and piercing aspect of it. You know, the artfulness of it, I do appreciate. I don't appreciate some stranger touching me for long periods of time. So I can't stand to be, I couldn't stand to have somebody put a tattoo on me, because that would be way too much personal contact at that point. That would put me out, that would put me through the roof.
But you're paying someone to be on you for that long. You know, it's like,
I'll pay him not to be on me. I would just pay him be on the other side of the room or something. I don't know. I don't like all that. Yeah. That's one of those weird things
Got it,
that
got it.
yeah. Can you imagine, like, if I got, like, in the news, they have Ben Affleck got that big Phoenix tattoo or whatever he had, and he said, "Oh no, it was for a movie." And then reality, he actually got it. I don't know if you remember that story, but
I don't think I remember this story, no.
well, you can look it up afterwards. But so he got this big back. I couldn't imagine. I couldn't imagine having, some guy or even woman, slaving over my back with making a tattoo, big old tattoo. I would be driven crazy. It would be, I just couldn't stand it. You know what I mean?
But it's the
Terrible.
person, it's not the needle in your back. You're saying it's
Oh
the
no. Oh no. It's the funny thing is, it's not the pain. It's the touch, which is not pain. Well, actually, the touch is pain more painful to me than the needle. You could probably stab
what?
me. Yeah. Isn't that weird?
No, that's weird, Bob. That's a weird one. I can't relate on that
Ask
one.
around. Somebody else has got this same issue. I trust me. Yeah.
Okay.
They may not talk about it. Maybe it could be one of your questions for the next, sucker that you get to do this.
Would you rather be touched by someone you don't know for
Heck,
30
even somebody
minutes
I
to?
know, Christ, I wouldn't even want to have, like my brother give me a tattoo or anything. I still couldn't stand that. Holy moly.
What the? I mean, not that I don't have a tattoo
Oh,
either. You're not let
no,
not
wait a minute.
currently.
I think I found a bias on you right out of the gate. Get out
What?
of town.
What?
You're like, what? You can't have somebody touch you? What kind of
I
weirdo
guess. Yeah, I'm judging pretty heavy, I guess. But it's
you?
I'm speaking from a place of like I don't even have a tattoo, but for me is like just the fear of like regretting it when I'm older. Oh, this was a dumb tattoo
Oh
idea.
yeah, well,
Yeah.
chances are pretty high that that's going to happen. I'll be
Yeah.
honest with
That sucks, early. And also the pain of it.
yeah, the
Yeah.
pain, I don't know, some pain can be kind of enjoyable in a weird way.
I don't think
So
tattoo
I
pain.
think it would be, well, what happens, if you look at it as a physiological kind of experiment, a tattoo is not like a large amount of pain once. Like, you're not getting rammed through with a piece of pipe or something. It's just a little needle poking you, and after a while it releases endorphins, right? So people really like it, because once you kind of tune into that, that's a good feeling, right? So I think sometimes once people go through that process, and this may, I mean, have somebody on that's actually got tattoos, but to ask that question, but after you've gone through the process, I think it's kind of enjoyable. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I've heard
So
tattoo, it can be pretty addictive to people who have a lot.
yeah, and so then you want to get that kind of endorphin release again, and so you get another tattoo.
Guess
That's
maybe I,
my guess.
yeah, I don't think I'm the pain type. I mean, maybe I just haven't had the right type of pain, but I don't think I'm not a big pain guy. I don't think I'm a big pain man, like
Yeah.
it was like
Okay.
those hit me again people. I don't think I'm one of them.
No, well, I think that, yeah, that's probably over the edge. But this little needle kind of thing is not a big deal. It's
Yeah.
kind of like, I don't know, it's like a rough massager, I think, because it's got a needle poking
Yeah, but you
you.
wouldn't take the massage because you don't want a stranger on you,
Oh,
right?
no,
Because
I
like
wouldn't do that. No, I would never do a massage.
we're on two different sides of this canyon of
Yeah,
like the
yeah.
person isn't the scary thing, it's the needle. And you're like, nah,
No,
it's the
I'm on
person.
the person's a scary thing. Yeah, people are all scary. Yeah. Especially if
Well.
they want to touch you. Come on.
Yeah. And they want me to pay, they want you to pay them to touch them
Yeah,
too.
pay
Like
them
they
to touch you. Exactly. That's perverted in so many
All
ways.
right.
Have you
We're
asked a
gonna get
question
to
yet?
Yeah, no, we have it. We have it. I was gonna say.
Just checking.
Here's no, yeah, you're good. First question. Would you rather visit Fantasy Island? And I'm assuming you know this show. It's a show from like, okay.
Yeah, I know the show.
All right, cool. Or take a weekend vacation that takes place 1,000 years in the future. And this is assuming, people, we made it that far.
Gotcha. Yeah. So either Fantasy Island or a time machine vacation of some sort.
Yeah, and it's the same amount of time. Like it's about they're both weekends.
Okay, just for the weekend. Oh, I personally, yeah. I would go into the future. So any chance I can get to go into the future, I think I would take it, even if it was just for the weekend. Now, you know, who knows what will happen if you go into the future like that. It could be, I mean, anything. It could be, you know, desolate. And then you're stuck for a whole weekend in some kind of desolate, burned out shell. Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah. You're like some kind of Terminator.
Yeah. Good thing I kept the, didn't eat those peanuts on the trip, because now I got something to eat for the next 2 days. Yeah. I don't know, but I think I would want to see what was in the future. Cause I've always been, personally, I'm always future minded. I love to think about the future. So 1,000 years is a long time. So that would be, you know, so 2024, I guess, where we'd be heading.
Yeah. Yeah.
At that point, who knows what could be happening then? I mean, maybe everybody is full of piercings and they just run around and tattoo each other all the time, and then I'd be really fucked.
True. You should have just taken Fantasy Island.
But no, I think I'll stick with it. I think the odds are pretty slim that would be the case. But
rolling a dice, though. You know, like you said, it could be desolate. It could be like, oh, we have people, we live on the moon now, not even Mars. We live on the moon because something happened to Mars and whatever. Like, and we just, oh, life kind of sucks. Like, you know, everything's futuristic, but like, it's an artificial atmosphere. There's like, what, 200,000 people left? Like, what happened? Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, what did you guys do?
We went through like 4 apocalypses and we live on the moon. Yeah. We can't afford Mars. It's past our rent because we live on the moon.
We can't afford Mars anymore. Mars is too expensive. We're stuck on the moon. It's just all gray dirt. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I think I'd still roll the dice. I think that would be, I mean, Fantasy Island would be okay, but you know, come on. 1,000 years in the future, even for the weekend, you could suffer through a weekend in a shitty future, couldn't you? I mean, you've already done it a few times, and now it's the past, and so you're over it. You know, you suffered through a shitty weekend, so
I guess. But it's supposed to be a vacation. I want to enjoy my time, you know.
Oh, come on, you've been on shitty vacations too, so
yeah, but not on
vacations are no picnic. I mean, half the time I go on vacation, I'm like, I just wish I would have stayed at work.
Like, yeah, but I mean, like, Fantasy Island is more guaranteed, you know, like stuff happens, you know, like usually there's some type of lesson, but
there's always a moral to those Fantasy Island weekends. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's always good. It's always pleasant.
Tattoo. Yeah. Bob wanted to have the weekend. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's my bad Mr. Rourke, by the way.
Oh, okay. I thought so. That's what I thought it was. I think this is the one case where I'm going to disagree with you. I'd probably pick Fantasy Island. There's just too much roll.
Dice. Well, it's obvious. You're living on Fantasy Island right now because you've got your fake glasses and your sports jacket. And you're talking to a cartoon. Come on. Don't tell anybody about this and they'll be like, you're living in Fantasy Island.
I'm glad I'm recording it too so people can share it. It's like, yeah, this is not just me talking to Gumball.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, your life's a fantasy. Come on.
True. Oh, man. All right, man. We're going to go to the next question.
We're on the question number 2.
Oh, yeah,
Put a graphic up. Number two.
Number
whatever,
two.
802, whatever it is.
Yeah, I'm lazy for graphics, but I think I have to find someone to like put those in for me because
there you go.
Graphics.
I know. It's too much work.
Recording is enough. Editing is enough.
Exactly.
Like, graphics.
Anything more than me hitting a button is too much work. I live on Fantasy Island, for Christ's sake. I can't be doing graphics.
Yeah, that's another team. Like, I am just now starting to get into, like, the visual part of this. Like, you know, like, it's mostly audio.
Well, you adjust for it, that's for sure.
I need to get a better camera. This one's like, it's like a laptop one.
Well, I'm 1,000 years in the future now, so that's why I look nice and crisp.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, you look you look immortal, actually.
Yeah, that's part of the thing here, yeah.
Ageless.
Yeah, I got a few freckles here. It's all right.
Yeah, like I can't even tell how old you are at all. Like it's amazing. Like I don't know how much work you had done, but I can't tell.
Well, it's all pencil and ink. We're all.
It's impressive.
I
It's
got to stay away
impressive.
from erasers. That's why I can't let people touch me. They'll smudge me and then I'll be gone.
Talking to a cartoon cat. All right. Would you rather always have to do the opposite of what people tell you to do, or always do what people tell you to do? Always.
Always do the opposite of what somebody says, or just always do what they say.
Yep.
That's a tough question. I'm thinking. Let me put the clock up for. Give me 30 seconds.
I'll just hum the Jeopardy theme song for you.
Exactly. That's what. I have to look contemplative. And I don't think I can really change my expression too much.
You just look kind of complacent,
Yeah,
like
I'm close
happily
my eyes.
complacent. Yeah.
Raise my eyebrows and close my eyes. I would say, oh boy. See the funny thing is there's a movie called Ella Enchanted
I
where
know
she
the
has to
film.
do everything that people tell her,
I'm
right?
so glad you mentioned it.
And she's not the happiest. I don't want to do what I have a feeling that right now I'm about 50-50 on
There's
this, you
also a
know?
film called Cat in the Hat with
Oh
Mike
yeah.
Myers, and where
Yeah, we don't want to talk about that. Another cat. Come
that is a bit disrespectful. It's a bit rude for me to mention another cat, but I'm
on.
sorry. But I only mention it because of thing one and thing two. They always do the
Right.
opposite of what people tell them to do, and that
Yeah.
rhymed on
Oh,
purpose.
gotcha. Well, you work on that. Now I get some graphics. I'd say in my life, I'm about 50-50. I either do what people tell me or I don't do. I do the opposite. No, I'm not doing that. Fuck them. I'm going to do something else. I think I would rather just do what people tell me because I think overall, as long as they're not, being mean or something, which I don't have a choice in this question, but, that, I think overall you'd probably be happier. If you always did the opposite, everybody would be constantly yelling at you. It'd just be a drag, you know?
Maybe
Be like,
those people would.
Bob, Bob, what the fuck are you doing, Bob? Just the opposite of what you told me.
I mean, like they'll crack the system. Like, oh, just tell Bob the opposite, and he'll do it,
Oh,
you know?
you think people are that smart? I don't think so. They'll be like, God, this guy doesn't, they just fire me or whatever, get rid of me. They'll be like, we're not talking to him no more.
I think it would work.
I'll just wander around doing the opposite of everything that I'm
But
told.
here's the thing, though. I have to mention that if you do what people always tell you to do, then someone says, for instance, hey, Bob, go fuck yourself.
Right.
What does that mean?
You could take it literally. I
Yeah, that's
mean,
what I'm like.
or you could just masturbate like you always do anyway, so it doesn't matter. In that case, you're
Yes.
like, okay, sounds good.
And you just go off.
I probably do be doing that here in about half an hour anyhow, so you saved me 30
Hey.
minutes. Thanks.
All right. See ya. Just
See,
walk.
it's right. Yeah, no problem. You got any Wi-Fi around here? I need a little help.
Or a magazine, maybe. I don't know. Something.
Magazine.
I'm
What am
not
I,
picky.
Pee Wee Herman
I mean,
or
there's just so many issues, though. You know,
something?
like oh, if someone says "bite me" or whatever, you know, like
Yeah.
those
Oh,
common
well.
expressions,
Yeah.
and like you actually go for them. Like it's,
Yeah.
I'm just there's a whole lot of problems that come with.
I know, but with the opposite, what if, the same thing can happen? It's the same thing. You just have to surround yourself with some kind people. Maybe go live in a convent or something. Because, well, I don't know. Maybe nuns would tell you to go fuck yourself.
Like, oh, jump off a
I have to think
cliff, or you know, like
think about that.
it's a figure of speech, but you're like, are there any cliffs around? I don't, you know,
Yeah,
like
I have to live in the flat space. Maybe live in Kansas or something. It's very flat. Not too
yeah.
many, not too many hills to jump off of. You'll be okay. I mean, you can adapt, right? Can you adapt?
I guess. I mean, if you can't jump off a cliff, you can't jump off a cliff. I mean, like
Yeah,
it's
you'd
a,
be like,
yeah.
oh, look, oh, nothing around here. And then you kind of get bored and forgetful.
Yeah.
And then you just be like, okay, yeah. What was I doing? Be me. What was I doing?
Yeah, you'd be insufferable though. I mean, like
Oh,
just
yeah.
like I mean, both in both of these, it'd be insufferable to live with this
Yeah,
person.
it would
Yeah.
be. That's why everybody's kind of 50-50. They either go along with you or they tell you to, they're not going to, or they tell you they're going to go along with you and then don't do it. That's usually what happens. They're like,
True.
yeah, oh, that's great. Yeah, I'll be there. And then, like, where the fuck were you? Oh, yeah. Well, I did something else.
What if someone tells you to do something that you just generally don't want to do? Like, hey, eat that food. And like you like let's say you're allergic and you hate that food and you just have to then you have to eat it and go through
Oh,
whatever.
yeah. Apparently, I've been living my life doing the opposite of what people are telling me then. I rarely
So
do what anybody tells me. I'm just like, no, I don't feel like it.
you're trying to turn over a new leaf is what you're saying? Like, oh,
Yeah,
maybe it'll
so
be
that was
good.
I try it the other way, see what happens. But now you're pointing out all the negatives on it. Maybe I don't know if I don't like this question and now. Let's go back to Fantasy Island.
That's a whole different question, man.
Oh, you can't go. Was that one of the rules? You can't go back in another
No,
question.
we can go back. We can go back.
No, that's okay. Let's move forward.
All right, cool. We'll move on from that. I don't know. I think I pick. I agree with you. I'd rather go if people are telling me, by the way, because
No
it's
one, they're
just.
nice people. If they're terrible people, then yeah. I mean, although you might be able to have a lucrative lifestyle as a hitman or something, so.
Yeah, I know. I want. Can you go kill that guy for me? You're
It,
like,
sure,
I'm like, yeah. You
yeah,
have to. You have to. Yeah. But
not
what was
an
it?
issue,
Take
not
the
an
fall
issue.
for me. Oh, that sucks. You know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
whatever.
There's just so many issues that come with it, though. Like if you
That's why
just
people are so contrary. Maybe that's you've hit upon something here, the duality of things. That's why everybody's such a contrarian. They're like, eh. You can't get them to do anything you want, and then whenever they do something you want, you're like, why the fuck you do that? So.
Yeah,
Hmm.
don't know. No, I don't. What scares me the most is like just the expressions. You know, like jump off a cliff,
Oh,
bite
sure,
me,
yeah.
go.
Literal.
The whole literalness of
Literal, yeah. I guess if you were, yeah. Well, you wouldn't live very long if you were super literal, so it would be over quickly. That would be the upside. You'd be like, well, I only had to do that for about, 45 minutes, and then finally they said something that sent me a jump, go play in traffic, and I did, and that was the end of that.
go play in traffic.
You never heard
Kick.
that
I think I have.
one?
That's an older one. Or a kick rocks with
Yeah.
flip flops, something like that. That's
Yeah.
just
Well, yeah,
painful.
go kick rocks and flip flop. Yeah. Hey, kid, go play in traffic. Yeah.
Damn, that's a tough one.
People don't say that so much anymore, but
Take a long walk off a short pier.
yeah, long walk off a short pier, Everybody, I think everybody kind of shortened their terms. It used to be kind of punny, right? Now they're just like fuck off or fuck you or fuck that or
Yeah. It's
up
such a
yours.
lazy, it's a lazy
It's very
curse.
lazy. They need to be a little bit more creative, I think,
I agree, I
Why
agree.
don't you go skydiving without a parachute?
That's good. I like that one.
See?
Yeah. No, it's creative, you know, like it involves an action.
Why don't you go fishing for sharks with your feet as bait?
That's a good, let me think of one. Oh man, that's actually kind of hard.
Why don't you drive nails with your forehead?
Okay. Why don't you go stick a fork in an outlet?
There you go. See,
All right.
that's a good one.
All right, yeah.
By the way, you have a disclaimer to put up now because some kid's gonna do that, and they're gonna like, I watched this guy with a jacket and a blue cat. He said this is a fun thing to do.
They shouldn't have been listening. This is a red episode, kid. All right. I said go to the blues. All right. This your parents should be l monitoring what you listen and watch. So
Oh yeah, blame the parents. That's always the way it is.
it's always my.
He said only do what I'm told, so I did it.
We're moving on to the next question. Would you rather have your dick on your lower back, sort of like a tail, or have a baby-sized dick in the same spot?
Oh, on your back?
The first one is on your back,
oh,
like a
okay.
tail.
You mean the second one is you just have it in your regular position, but it's much smaller.
Yeah, it's a baby. Like as
gotcha.
like you is your dick is as it was when you were a baby.
Gotcha. Okay. So on my back, how high on your back is it? Can you reach it?
lower back, almost like where your tail is, you
where
know?
Your tailbone is. Okay.
Yeah, well, specifically where your tail is, because you know.
Right, I do have a tail. Exactly. Yeah. If I would come out from behind this desk, you'd see it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good question. As long as I could reach it on my back, I think I'd be happier with that. if it was higher on my back where I couldn't reach it, then I would not like that.
Well, like a shark fin, like in the
yeah.
In the
if it was up
back,
in the middle of my yeah, if it was in the middle of my back, and I was like I couldn't reach it, you know, because you know, unfortunately, most other people don't just do what you tell them. So therefore, you're going to stuck to your own devices. So yeah, if it was up there, if it was up there, I'd be like, eh, this sucks, you know. This is no good at all. I'm tired of rubbing on the wall. The funny thing is, there's your irony is I don't want anybody else touching me, but I certainly have no problem touching myself.
As long as you can reach it, but you can still reach your baby one. Like it's.
Yeah, but I mean, but it's. It'd be, you know, it'd be a little creepy. Don't you
I
think?
Mean, I mean,
wouldn't you
yeah.
be creeped out? I mean, a little bit if you're like, here you are, a grown man, and you're like, you know, magically, all of a sudden, things change, and you're like, given this choice, and you're like, oh, I made that choice, and now you're living with this, and you're like, God, I feel weird. I'm just creeping myself out.
Oh, yeah, it's a really sad choice, honestly.
I mean, would anybody, but somebody, I mean, maybe there's people that are, I don't know.
Oh, there's definitely people. I think I was listening to, this is a completely off, but I was listening to Two Bears, One Cave some weeks ago with, who are those guys' names? I can't remember. Segura and.
The comedian.
And,
yeah.
And other, and The Machine. I can't think of
the
his real name right now.
Dang it.
You know his name.
The Machine, and I just lost his name.
Yeah, Segura and The Machine, whatever. And they were talking about how they were at this like yacht party or something. And they were like, and there was literally a contest for like a small dick contest or micro penis contest, right? Like, and like the guys were whipping it out and like literally comparing who had the smaller one. And this one, and the winner, like apparently won by some crazy landslide. And they're like, this woman, and like this woman's like, give that man his trophy. Like it was, I mean, oh, like what? What the? This it was so
Bert
bizarre.
Bert Kreischer, that's his name. Thank you.
Kreischer.
I knew I was close.
Yep.
What kind of freaky party are they at with? I mean,
I don't know.
With some kind of eunuch or something? What the hell is going on? And then what? That's just, and then somebody's like, give him a trophy.
Yeah, like apparently the winner was like an obvious, like, whoa, that man deserves to win. Like,
it was Simon Cowell.
Simon Cowell, oh, what? From America's Got
X
Talent.
Factor at America's Got Talent, yeah. I don't know. I was just trying to think of some celebrity that'd be on a yacht showing his dick.
What do you have against Simon Cowell? I guess this would be like one of the biases from the beginning.
Okay, there you go. I have a bias against Simon Cowell. I'm just assuming. I mean, I'm sure he's probably a wonderful person in reality, but somebody who has to be so critical of everybody when he doesn't have any discernible talent has got to have some kind of problems, don't you think? I mean, can he sing? Can he play an instrument? Can he, you know, can he do anything that these other people are trying to do? Probably not. I mean, if he could, you think he'd be judging?
Don't quote me on this, but I think he can sing. I think.
No, then where's his album at? Obviously, he sucks so bad he's a judge. So you know.
I don't know. I don't know. I just
Simon
think...
Cowell sings the classics. I mean, what is it? You know, I've never heard his song, you know.
I have no idea. I just think I heard from somewhere.
You know, if you're going to be a policeman, right? Okay, so and the people who are going to be policemen, at some point during their training, they have to get stunned. Did you know this? Have you seen this?
Yeah.
There's a lot of YouTube videos, right? So they get, you know, tased, and they get, you know, shocked with the shocker dealio and everything, because they want people, you know, they want them to know how it feels before they use it, you know. They don't shoot them, which is doesn't seem to fit the trend. But anyway, so they do that, right? So I think Simon Cowell should have to audition every year when before you can be a judge. He has to. Now, Paul Abdul had some very, you know, great songs back in the day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so forth. She sang, right?
Yeah.
I mean, who else was on that panel?
Does T-Pain on that?
Is he on that one? Anyway, any of these judges,
artists.
They had some kind of success. His success is being an ass.
If you're good at what you do, and if what you do is
maybe, but yeah. I think, you know, he should probably have to sing or something.
Hmm.
I mean, now he looks like he's got his face pulled back all the time because he had some bad plastic surgery. But
you know who he reminds me of in like the same way, like how judgmental he is. He reminds me of Gordon Ramsay. But, you know, in the singing version.
Well, he can cook, though.
But, to your point, Gordon Ramsay, we all know, can cook. And he has, like,
cook.
And he has
he
like
can
he's
cook some stuff, yeah.
He's a determined, tenacious dude. I mean, he could be awful, but, you know, he cooks,
right.
And he cares a lot about the craft and all that. So
exactly,
so it doesn't, yeah, no, you have a point.
He's just not slagging people off, you know, come up there and be like, you know, can, you know, that's shit or whatever. And they're like, hey, you try to, like, he was on X Factor. You try to do magic, for Christ's sake. You probably can't do any magic.
Was he judging magic tricks?
X Factor, didn't they have? Oh, no, that was a different one. America's Got Talent. I'm mixing up my shows. He's not on that one, so sorry.
Okay, yeah. But he was judging, like, magic. I mean, I guess you could judge someone's performance because magic tricks are performing.
Yeah, okay. Now you got me on that one. Now you're saying he judges performance. I'm going to stick with it. No, he sucks. He's just terrible. Apparently, he won smallest dick on a yacht party.
Apparently. Won a trophy for it.
That could be your headline for this episode. Simon Cowell wins smallest dick at a yacht party.
With Burt Kreischer and Tom
Segura. Who witnessed it, but did not participate, sadly. They were not in the lineup, so we don't know. Yeah. Maybe they could have won. We don't know.
Yeah, we'll never know. I forgot what episode it was.
Never
too.
Know. I don't know who gets that going. You know, who's the one at the party that says, let's have the smallest dick contest?
Honestly,
I think they're a little off as well.
I mean, it is still a dick measuring contest. At the end of the day, it's just you're measuring the small ones instead.
Right. Yeah. That's a little interesting. There.
It's a weird. I think it's all weird. Honestly, I don't know. It's
I don't know. I've never been at a party
where people whip out their dicks and start getting the tape measurers and rulers. Yeah.
I've been at a party where people have gotten their dicks out, but usually for other reasons.
They weren't measuring them and getting on stage.
No, they were screwing. They were all screwing.
So they were using it how, like, you
how
normally
God
use
intended.
It.
Yeah, how God intended it. Yeah.
Yeah, the way the good Lord made it so. That's what it goes in
but,
here.
Yeah, the you know, societal norms said that they shouldn't be screwing while everybody's standing around, but they did it anyway.
Man, speaking of like terrible people, this next question is just open-ended. What do you think it means to be your worst self? And what would that look like for you? And conversely, what does your best self look like? You know, people are always like, oh yeah, I'm living my best life, my best self.
My best life,
What's like the worst self? Like, what? What does
To
that
my
mean?
worst self. Oh, well, you know, it's not hard. I mean, traffic brings out my worst self. Fortunately, I'm generally by my alone, so nobody gets to witness it. I'm just like, where do they think they're going? What are they doing? You know, where was I at today? I was driving around somewhere, and people are like, oh, they're going so goddamn slow. I mean, don't they have a life? Don't they need to be somewhere like me? Come on.
Yeah, I
Yeah,
hate
I
traffic.
think I'd be complaining all the time. I try, as a personal goal, I really try not to be a complainer. I was complaining about Simon Cowell. Now I feel bad about it. But I try not to be a com but this is the entertainment for the show a little bit too here. So, but I try not to be a complainer. And so my worst self would be constantly complaining. I think that people who are constantly complaining kind of drive me nuts. And so that would be my worst self, would be just a constant stream of everything sucks and, you know, the world is shit. And I wish I could get in a time machine and go 1,000 years in the future, where they've solved all these problems, which they probably haven't, because I mean, we've already had 1,000 years or more, and then nobody's solved anything yet. So why, you know, why would I expect them to be solved in another 1,000 years? But there I'm complaining, see?
But I know I agree with the people who complain over everything are annoying just a lot. But like, there's a difference between complaining and complaining over everything. Because like, I don't know, the complaints if you have that you have are like that are legitimate. As long as you're not doing them all the time, 24/7, it makes sense. But it's the people who just like can't turn it off. Like how are you today? And like, oh, I
Oh, it's so
gotta.
terrible. Oh,
Yeah, the
keep
next
going.
thing is,
I was just commiserating with you.
oh yeah, no, it's just like I woke up and my alarm clock was off by 5 minutes. Then I had to come to work and I left my shoe in the door, so I had to go back and get my shoe. Like minor inconveniences that don't even matter in the grand scheme of things. And like, well, you made it here on time, you're safe. Like, yeah, but they're serving this at lunch and like I don't like this. Like, oh God, like people who
And
just like,
last night I
yeah.
won the smallest dick contest, which was great. But then I thought about it and I'm like, holy, this is the worst. This is like less than winning. This is like the worst kind of winning. Now I've been strapped with this moniker, you know?
Yeah. I mean,
Hey,
yeah.
SMC. And they're like, what? And they're like, what's SMC? Smallest dick contest.
You need to look at it with the positives. You need to be like, hey, I won a contest yesterday. You need the people who
Exactly.
like who turn it around. Like, I won a dick contest and
There
I'm
you go.
proud.
Yeah. Omit the smallest. I won a dick contest. I'm like, wow, a dick contest.
Yeah, I won by a landslide.
I won the Simon Cowell Award.
I won the Simon Cowell. We're just gonna name it after him. The Simon
That's
Cowell
right.
Award.
Simon Cowell. Yeah,
Dang.
complaining would be my worst. Now, do I get my best life? I'm living that. Look at me. Come on. Get out of town.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, no. You're a spinning image of one of the most successful Cartoon Network shows that have like, and I commend you for it.
Yeah. See, thanks. Thank you. I'm emulating Gumball.
Yeah, no, it freaking works. Well, we'll move on. Would you rather see and hear dead people or be able to see the future, but it's only and always bad news?
Oh my God. Oh, really?
Like you only get the bad news, is what I'm saying.
Right,
Like
yeah,
if
only, yeah,
like
devastation,
yeah, good stuff happens, you
pestilence.
yeah. Yeah, bezel, it's darkness. Locus.
Because I'll since I'm skewing toward the future, I'll skew toward the future again and say, I think I'd rather, even though it was bad news, I'd like to know what's going on. I mean, it may be quite disappointing after a while. But I think I'd go for the future. I don't think I could handle dead people talking to me all the time, because I think there'd be a lot of complainers in the dead people this time.
I talk to dead people. I think they complain.
I think there'd be a lot of, we don't have any food here. We're just existing on energy. We don't even know what kind of energy it is. It's just energy. We just say energy.
I think if anyone has the right to complain, though, it may be dead people. I feel like they,
Oh, come on. They
I
don't have to
mean,
work. They don't
no,
have to have money.
no, but really, I think like their life is done, and like but regardless if you believe in the afterlife or not, like if you believe in ghosts or not, they're stuck. They're not moving forward or down. They're just stuck. So
Yeah.
I feel like they have a right to be like, my life's done, but it's not. But I see everyone else living, and I can't, and I there's nowhere for me to go. Like I feel like that's if you have if there's any complainers that are validated, I think dead people deserve it.
I don't know. I think if you want to go into the realm of ghosts, then I mean they can kind of float around. I mean, as soon as you die, I would say that half of the teenage boys who die young are ghosting in girls' locker rooms as we speak.
And doing what? They have no bodies.
Just looking. That's all they were going to do in the
That's
first
sad.
place,
That's
so.
sad, though. That's an
That's
awful existence.
what they wanted to do, They're just like, ooh.
That's like interesting for maybe the first, what, day? And then you realize, oh, I can't do anything. I can't like you can't speak. You can't do anything with yourself. You can't do anything. You
No,
just you're just
they can speak because I'm going to be listening to them if I chose that. They speak.
Well, I mean, they speak to you, but they don't like, what are they going to come back and
And
report to you? Like, hey, guess what I saw today?
be like, yeah, I was in the locker room 10 minutes ago. And they'll be like, hey, what's your dick doing on your back?
Callback.
Yeah, we're doing a lot of callbacks. We're looping here tonight. We're loopy. Looping and loopy. Yeah, I think I'd look into the future. It would be depressing, but to be honest with you, that's kind of like life. You get to the future and you're like, oh, this is it. Oh, shit. I wish I would have not done that. I wish I would not aged. I wish I would have stayed young kid playing with
I
my
should have,
Legos
yeah.
on the floor.
I should have not gotten older. I should have
That's
stayed.
right. I should have stayed young, been let people buy my food for me so I don't have to pay for it, and just hung out and watched cartoons all day.
Those were the days. Those were
Gumball's really looking pretty good now.
the Yeah, I used to think it was dumb, but now I just, man, if I
Yeah,
could just watch that cat and
if I
fish
could just watch that
play.
Gumball all day long, it's a Cartoon Network marathon, Gumball marathon,
That was I thought,
only on Cartoon Network.
yeah. No, I thought it was a pretty good show, but like, I don't know. So like, it'd be depressing, but like, would you try to like change the future? Would you try to use it for
You
good
couldn't.
or?
You just know it, right? You just, oh shit, yeah. Be like, man, don't go to that yacht party. I'm telling you.
They're
I'm
gonna
like,
start
no,
whipping them.
it's cool. It's cool. I'm gonna go to the yacht
You
party.
shouldn't do it. There's a
I've got a
trophy in your
bad
future.
feeling about this. Oh, I want to win a trophy. You don't want this
No,
trophy, buddy.
no. Bert
That's
Kreischer's gonna say,
right. Bert Kreischer is
hey.
gonna be talking about you on his show. What? That's fantastic. Not so much.
No, not really.
Right.
Yeah. You're gonna get awarded it by like this model. She's gonna hand you the trophy and be
You
like, you won. And like,
won.
it's not gonna be good. It's gonna say
Oh my
Simon
God.
Cowell on it's gonna
That's right.
engrave
Simon Cowell is going to be. Huh.
he's gonna be
My trophy's
there.
been stolen by a small dick man.
Dang. I think I picked the future one only because I can't handle the dead people thing either. That'd just be
Yeah,
exhausting.
you're creepy, don't you think? I mean, I don't know if you have relatives that have recently passed or not, but they'll be like, hey, you still owe me $5 even though I'm dead. I want you to
Oh,
take care of
now that's
that.
the worst. Now that'd be the worst.
Yeah, you remember how nice I treated you and now you're ignoring me? You're such a bastard.
Ugh, now that would be awful. Now that would be that's
Yeah, see?
yeah. Nagging from you're supposed to be dead. Like you shouldn't I
Right,
shouldn't be talking to you right now.
exactly.
Yeah, leave me alone.
And I said so many nice things at your funeral. Now you're treating me so poorly. Hey, by the way, jump off a cliff.
Oh
Didn't
yeah,
work.
I guess I have to.
The
All
dead
right.
people just create more dead people.
They do.
Morbid.
Would you rather? Pee like a dog with one leg up and no pants, or poop like a dog, squatting and only outside.
But I could pee inside.
You can pee inside, but you have like
But I
have your
have to
leg up.
pee, yeah, with my
Yeah,
leg up.
and no pants. Your leg has to be like up and you got no pants.
Can you wear pants whenever you're not peeing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Why not?
Okay. I don't, just getting clarification.
Yeah.
I don't think I want to poop outside, I'll be honest with you. And mainly be not in the summer, I don't think I'd mind it too much, but in the winter I would not want to be out there. You know?
No, that makes sense. It's a little cold. It's a little cold.
Yeah, I don't want to be, bearing down trying to get something going with it being freezing outside and your cheeks in the snow. No.
Hey, you know what? You know what? I think this it's a little uneven. I think for these to be even, like let's say they're both outside. Like you have to go outside for both of these because what this I'm reading this now, I'm like, this isn't fair. Like you get to pee inside.
What, that you're changing it? Come
I'm
on.
changing it now, yes, because like this it's not
That, I
fair.
don't remember that. I don't remember hearing that in the rules.
It wasn't, but I have to I
You're
have
changing
to.
the rules?
No, I'm
I
not
wish I
changing
was,
the
I thought I was looking into the future and I should have seen this coming.
I had to
But
make
I
this.
still would rather pee outside because, in case of a predator, I could get away faster. I could just keep peeing while I'm running, as opposed to when
Yeah.
I'm taking a squat where you kind of, you're like, when you're in mid squat, I mean, you can't just hop up and run, can you?
Yeah, I mean, you
Have you
can pinch
tried
it
this? Is this
off.
something you tried?
I mean, you can
Have you
pinch it
tried all
off.
these questions, by the way?
I don't know. I haven't. It's kind of
Our
hard to
big
try.
experiment here.
It's hard to try getting my dick on my back. I haven't tried. I haven't got surgery for that one.
Well, you could go buy one, stick it back there, and see what it's like.
It's not the same. It's not the
Oh,
same.
see, so you have tried it.
With this one though, it's like you can pinch it off. Like you know, like you can. It's have you tried cutting? Have you
Really?
tried cutting off like mid pee? That's hard. You know, cutting off a stream because
Yeah.
that's yeah, that's difficult.
It depends on how bad you gotta go.
Yeah,
It's possible.
but it's hard.
Yeah. But see, the thing is, you don't have to stop. You just keep peeing and run.
Have you tried peeing and running? Because I can't imagine
No, I
that.
haven't myself, but I'm just thinking it would be easier than pooping and running, to be honest with you.
I don't
Now
think
that
you
I'm thinking
can.
about it, I've seen a dog run and pee. I've never seen a dog run and poop.
Horses can. I
Yeah,
think.
horses can, but that's, they're not winning small dick contests either, so
Neither are dogs.
probably not.
But I don't think people can poop vertically or standing up. I don't think that's like
Oh,
atomically
you don't think
possible
so?
for us. I don't
Yeah,
think it
babies
is.
do it all the time. Babies are toddling around and
Oh, babies are different.
pooping.
Babies are they're newborn people. They're
What do
not.
you mean they're different? They're the same. It's just they're small.
Yeah, but they're
It's not like they morph from one thing to another.
they do. They're not.
You're like, oh,
They.
that's just a, what's that in the corner? Oh, that's just a baby. I know you don't recognize it because it looks nothing like you, but believe me, in a couple, 3 years, it'll look just like you.
Babies are, I don't want to say they're not human, but they're also they're also not people yet. Like they're really small. Like you know
They poop standing up. They poop on their heads.
they don't get
They'll
anything. Well,
poop anywhere.
you can take a baby's leg and wrap it around like their neck. Like they're super
Yeah, they're not quite
flexible.
as, yeah, they're like Stretch Armstrong or something, but
Yeah.
still, Stretch Armstrong doesn't look like a anything weird. He looks like a guy that you can stretch.
Yeah, but Stretch Armstrong can't poop vertically, standing up.
Have you tried it? Yes, he can. Stick a hole and just stick a pen up his butt and he'll poop right then and there,
Bunch of
standing up,
beans start
sitting
falling
down.
out. But I don't think like I don't I'm not gonna look this up because I don't want to mess up my search history. But
I don't want to get flagged.
if people can poop standing up, but I don't think it's possible. Like for an
Oh
adult, it's
yeah.
like
Oh, definitely. I've never done it, but I'm almost 100% sure it can happen. I'll tell you. Yeah, I don't know. I've never seen it per se myself, but
are you not worried about the cops, you know, kind of chasing, like, hey, sir, a decent exposure, you know, like for both of these, because your pants are gone. Is that not a worry?
No, I live out in the country, so I'm all good.
Oh, okay. You're in the forest anyway, whatever.
Yeah, no, I try to just go out in the woods.
Yeah, so that's what you're thinking of, like predators, I guess. Like, oh, yeah.
I'll yeah. Just... Hmm. Who knows what's out there? Could be a Bigfoot out there. I don't know.
You can't pee and run. I don't think you can. I mean.
Oh, yeah, you definitely. I think you can pee and run. This weekend, huh. You try it.
Okay, I'll try it.
You report back on the next show.
I'll send you an email, be like, hey, tell them it worked.
I mean, you've seen those drunk people videos. They pee while they're doing stuff all the time. They pee while they're standing on things and trying to balance and stuff. So, yeah.
I guess you can pee your pants and run, like, if you're scared. I guess. Like, yeah.
See? There you go.
Yeah, but just like to consciously know, like, no, I'm going to start peeing and I'm going to start running. I don't know if that works, you know, like it's just, that's a hard thing to do.
No, I think that's all possible. The pooping may be a little bit technically difficult, but it depends on how big your butt cheeks are.
All right, point taken.
If you got big butt cheeks, I don't think you're going to be able to run and poop. That's my thought.
No,
I don't know if that's anatomically possible.
No, yeah, I don't.
They get in the way, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I know what you mean, of course. I can, yeah, 100%. Like,
you're reconsidering asking this question now. All this guy's doing is talk about butt cheeks. I can't stop thinking about them.
We're going to move on to like that, this next.
At the yacht party, Bert Kreischer said, can you poop and run? And he gave it a try. Now you're thinking about Bert Kreischer's butt cheeks. Kreischer, whatever his name is.
I don't want to think about Bert Kreischer.
Exactly.
I've seen enough of him. You know,
his belly. Basically, his butt looks just like his belly with a big crease in the middle.
Yeah. No. Ugh. 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 Yeah, let's move on. Now there's this one question I want to ask that wasn't on the list.
Oh my god, well, I've answered all these other questions, why wouldn't I answer this one?
All right, yeah, I just wanted to put it on here. Would you rather have a pimple with a face on it on your lower back, no, your lower back. Oh yeah, by your dick. Sorry, yeah. I was like, "What is he talking?" But yeah, it likes to sing like sea shanties out loud.
Oh yeah, okay.
And
what's my other choice?
Or have a inflattened tongue that falls out of your mouth when you're not noticing, so your tongue is flat and like it's like. It'll just fall out of your mouth. Yeah, because it's super long.
So if I were to pinch this pimple, would it shut up? Or does it not shut up even when it's popped?
When it's popped, it's going to grow back like every 2 weeks or so.
Yeah, no, but does it shut up for a while?
You can argue with it. It may shut up. It may not. Like, it has a mind of its own. It has like a little face and a mouth.
The pimple. I talk a lot, so the tongue thing would be a nuisance, and I probably would end up biting it off.
Hmm.
What do you think? But then I could go to the yacht party and win longest tongue.
That's a better
trophy, yeah.
Boy, like it was you and Gene Simmons, what, like in the running?
The funny thing is, if you heard any of Gene Simmons interviews, he's the smallest dick with the longest tongue.
He openly admits that. That's something.
Yes. Oh, yeah. He says, I'm hung like a fifth grader or third grader or something.
No
I
way.
Really? I heard an interview. Look it up. Well, maybe you don't look it up, but you know.
That's something. You're kidding, though. That's something he's like, oh, yeah.
No, I'm serious. I saw him do an interview, and he was talking about his small unit because he's married to Shannon Tweed, who used to be quite stunning. I guess she's still stunning. I don't know. I haven't seen her in a while. Mm-hmm. I won't comment on her current. I'm sure she's still beautiful, but yeah. And this was a while ago, but yeah, he said that. Yeah. So yeah, he's got both things.
That's crazy. Maybe it was Gene Simmons. I don't know. The man who won the micro penis contest, I don't even know. His identity is not known. So,
well, it was Simon Cowell. We already talked about
well,
that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, no, Simon, it was Simon Cowell.
Well, you're going to get cease and desist from Simon Cowell on this one.
I hope he doesn't hear this.
Don't have AI, you know, do the manuscript for this, do the captions or whatever.
Yeah, we've name dropped Simon Cowell too many times. For him, I don't want his attention over here judging me.
That's right. He's like, what can you do? Yeah, that's what he'll say.
Wearing fake glasses.
I've got a Bugatti. What can you do? Yeah.
That means nothing to me. Whatever. But you go with the pimple?
Yeah, I go with the pimple. And sea shanties, if they're, you know, they're not too terrible. You know.
Okay.
Yeah, the tongue thing, I just would bother me. I couldn't imagine with my tongue falling out all the time. It'd be like a dog, you know. It'd be like peeing with my leg up all the time as well. And my tongue falling out, it'd be just like a dog.
What if you like I don't know, like put it like tape it or something to like
tuck it in the side of your face.
Yeah, like it took it, put it on your cheek.
What if you just stuck it in your ear?
Or tie like a red flag to it so that when it falls off, at least you notice. You're like, oh, yeah, right there. You put it back.
I don't know, because then, you know, at least if the pimple's singing, you got somebody keeping you company a little bit. And then you could squeak it, and maybe he'll shut up for a while, and then he'll grow back, and you can sing some more. I don't know, it'd be kind of cheerful.
Okay.
Sea shanties aren't terrible. I don't know. Remember everything else you said has been depressing. That's the only uplifting kind of thing.
Yeah, these
the only question that was kind of uplifting, you know.
I think fantasy
pimple friend who sings to you.
I think a vacation to Fantasy Island and whatever was pretty uplifting. Vacations, those are nice.
Yeah, they're okay.
Most of them tend to be negative, I'm not gonna lie. But there are like good ones, there are win-wins.
Yeah, and dead people talking to you. I don't know. Sea shanty, not so bad. I'm trying to think of a sea shanty. I can't think of one.
Remember when sea shanties were like, I only have one example, but you remember when like, I think back in 2020, sea shanties became a thing again, when people actually started singing them. Mm-hmm. I think it was when the whole thing with the stocks, like with GameStop, there was that whole thing of like, don't sell, like, and they made the sea shanty like, there once was a man who went to sea and something something to Navy, there once was a something that something something told us who done hold, oh man tally men come something something into the sun. It was something about like how you're gonna hold, we'll hold our stocks and go, or something like that. I don't know. It became like,
oh, there you go. Sounds very cheerful.
Yeah, it went viral. It was very cheerful, and like sea shanties.
I don't think I've seen it.
It made a slight resurgence in like public consciousness for a second.
Oh, really? How interesting.
Yeah, don't know where the heck it went, and I don't really miss it. But it was, when it was there, I was like, no, this, it's nice. It's
not bad, right?
Yeah. I couldn't listen to it all the time. I'd probably go crazy.
Well, I mean, all these questions will make you go crazy, I think.
Yeah. That's
if
why
it actually came to pass. Thank God it's not the case, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's why I like at the beginning, I'm like currently sane, because like these, go crazy.
Plus, I don't know. Popping a good zit is somewhat satisfying. So, don't you think?
I don't like doing it. I don't like doing it.
Really?
Yeah, no, it's like, because the only ones I got really were like on my face, and like I had to do like that whole pinch thing, and it's always painful.
Mm.
Yeah.
Maybe you got thick skin or something.
I don't know.
Maybe you
Maybe.
need to get some, you know, rub a lava rock on your face, get some of that skin off of there, and then you'd be better off with your sense. Pumice. Need some pumice.
Hummus?
Yeah, pumice is like lava rock, right?
When you say lava rock, what's I'm
You know, from the
assuming.
volcano. It's like a piece of lava that's cooled and becomes, you know, rock-like. Usually they have a lot of holes, whores, a lot of whores in them, a lot of
Horse?
holes.
Horse?
I was gonna say pores and whores, yeah. A lot of holes in them, so they're very
Horse have pores?
porous. Yeah,
Yeah.
porous.
Yeah.
Horus.
Pores. Yeah.
Yeah.
Horse have pores too.
Yeah, horse have pores and other holes.
Wait, I guess I just, I'm not used, I don't know this, but so you're saying lava rocks, if you rub them on your face, they
Well,
do
I wouldn't
something?
suggest that you do that, but they're so like there used to be this soap called Lava, and it was made with pumice, which is lava rock crushed up, and it's very exfoliating, and so yeah, that's what I was getting at. Yeah. So yeah, you know, if you had to be someplace where there's a lot of pumice, which is crushed up lava rock.
Oh,
Magma. You do
I learned
Austin
something.
Powers. Magma. That's my Austin Powers impersonation.
No, yeah, no, of
You
course.
see, oh, he's got a volcano with so much magma.
Are you sure that's Austin and that's not Dr. Evil?
Well, it's Dr. Evil, yeah, from Austin Powers. Thanks for noticing. Thank you.
I mean, sorry for
Pumice,
correcting.
baby. Yeah, that's fine.
Igneous rock is the technical term for that too. If it comes
Well,
from,
no,
if it's
I
dried
don't.
lava.
Igneous is a. I don't think igneous is necessarily just dried lava, though.
Yeah, because
I love rocks, and there's igneous, there's metamorphic.
and there's
Sedimentary.
And igneous is the main one.
I don't think igneous is necessarily just lava though. It's also made like granite, and granite is an igneous rock. Marble, I think, is an igneous rock.
I think igneous just means that it was like a, originally was just melted version of what it was, and then it came together after it cooled. Like that's what it is.
Oh,
And
okay.
sedimentary is like layers of different rock,
Right, like
and
it's more sandy, yeah.
and sedimentary is, I think that's different. That's like sand that kind of came
But
together.
yeah, there you go.
So it would be an igneous rock, but you're right that it's not, it's still different.
Geology 101.
Welcome to a thousand
Houston.
crazy geology.
Houston, Geology 101. Folks, if you're digging in the yard for a place to poop, here's some ideas to keep out for looking out for rocks.
How to
Here's the three
identify.
different kinds of rocks. Yeah.
This is a mineral podcast where minerals matter.
Minerals matter. There you go.
Oh man. All right, cool. We're on like the last question. I threw one
Oh,
extra in
really?
there, but yeah.
It seems like we've not had 1,000 yet, but okay.
No, we haven't quite hit it yet, but
Yeah,
well,
I'll take
I
it.
don't know. Would you rather always see in muted like color, so like that brown type of mute color you
Sepia.
see? Yes.
Yeah.
Or suddenly start hearing everyone in your life speak in a really annoying voice, like different
Oh, that
annoying
already
voices.
happens. I'm already living
Really?
that. Yeah, that's every
Yeah.
day. I'm telling you. Woo.
So people come out, Bob,
Yeah,
really? We need
that's right.
this young
That's right.
Bob. Yeah.
Everybody's got stuff, you know, marbles in there. They've got igneous rocks in their mouth, and so they just sound terrible. What was the first one again?
See in sepia tone, sepia
Oh,
tone.
see in sepia. Hey, did you see in the news that if you smoke enough pot, your vision degrades, and so you're not seeing in the same number of colors as people who don't smoke pot regularly?
Seriously? No, I have not heard this. That's
Yeah, look it
crazy.
up. That one you can look up without repercussions. Well, depending on what state you live in. So yeah, Snoop Dogg, he only sees in sepia tone. Do you think?
I think that man has like, I think it'd be more unhealthy for him to quit than to actually like.
He's being held together by resin.
Like that, I remember there was that rumor too, like even a couple months ago, where he's like, "Snoop Dogg quit weed." Quit. Yeah, and it was a prank, and like, yeah, you thought I was gonna quit this? You're like, I don't think that man can, and probably shouldn't.
Yeah, probably not. It just came out in the news not too long ago. I don't remember where I saw that, but yeah, they said it affects. You won't notice it because it's so gradual, but they're finding out that people who smoke marijuana on a regular basis are losing the vividness of their sight. It's not that they're getting blurred vision or anything, but they cannot detect the colors the same way that people who haven't smoked as regularly. I don't know how much you got to smoke, though. It didn't say that. So maybe probably, it's like a lot, but
probably a lot for like your because vision.
It affects your rods and cones in your eye, apparently. You know, your eye, through your iris, the light goes through and it hits the back of your eye, which is filled with rods and cones. And that's what gets changed into electrical impulses that go to your brain to make you see things. So we're doing all kinds
neurology.
Of neurology shit.
Yeah, if you ever want to know how your vision works, folks.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Bob Lament. Yeah, he knows what he's talking about.
That's why your lens on your iris is messed up. That's why you don't have to wear glasses. You're just faking it. But if you have glasses, then it's correcting the focus on the back of your eye. And that's why you wear glasses. So that way the light hits the back of your eye in focus rather than being out of focus. Well, you don't like this talk. You're getting bored. You're like, fuck this shit.
No, I'm not. I
would
learning.
Rather hear these people talking to me.
I'm learning science. Or, I don't know if science, biology. I'm learning biology.
Ophthalmology, I think, at this point, we're talking. We're good. We're in eyeball science, man.
I don't know a lot about ophthalmology. Honestly, a whole lot of like biology
you,
things.
You need to go see the eye doctor, man. He's gonna tell you. You've been wearing those fake glasses so long, you need real glasses.
We're not okay. This isn't a story here, but when I went to the eye doctor some years ago, they're like, "Oh yeah, you." Turns out, yeah, like this sensibility to light or whatever. That's why this is why you get all these headaches. We're gonna recommend like these blue light glasses.
Blue light glasses. Oh.
Yeah, yeah. And this was years ago, right? But they said, "Oh yeah, here." Like they gave me some glasses. They made things like they not only did they take out the blue light, but like they made things closer. And I'm like, why do these look different? And like, oh, it's just to make things look closer, a bit easier for you to read things or whatever. And I was like, huh? Okay. I was suspicious of it. And I wore it for a couple of days and like it helped with the blue light thing, but things were also closer and like I could see fine. So I was like, you know what? No. And so I bought these other pair of like blue light glasses that I have on now. And like these have no prescription like the other ones did because like
no magnification.
I didn't want my eyes getting used to that and like I was like what are they trying to do to me because like your eyes if you wear corrective lenses for a long time your eyes will start pinning and needing that so like forget this
they're like we finally got rid of those stupid glasses that guy bought them he totally bought them that's what they were saying when you left
you've
been trying to get rid of this person that didn't pick up their prescription for years. I got my money out of that guy.
We offloaded the glasses. Houston. We got him.
We got him.
Yeah. No, I didn't agree. I didn't like that though. I was like, what are they trying to do? Like mess up my eyes? I'm not like I mean, like it was legit advice. Like I need the blue light ones, but also like what? I don't need this extra stuff. At least not
That's
yet.
That's interesting. Yeah. Nobody I know has the blue light filter glasses.
Oh, it's a thing. I mean, yeah, I'm a poser. It makes me look, quote unquote, smart.
Yeah, you look smart. You do.
Which makes no sense because I don't know how poor vision relates to intelligence. But
you're not spending all that brain power looking at stuff. You're thinking about other stuff.
That doesn't make any sense. That's like saying, oh, that guy has a broken leg. He must be a good cook. There's literally no correlation at all between glasses and smartness. But I don't know where that came from.
But guy's got a small dick. He must be a great lover.
Dang it. I'm cough laughing.
He's probably very giving.
He can't give a lot, but he's giving.
That's right. Everything he's got, he's giving.
Oh, man. What was your answer again? I forgot. What a sepia tone or annoying voice.
Oh, I never did give an answer, did I? I said I already had the voices. People already talk weird to me.
No, so you just stay with the voices?
Yeah, I'd stay with what I got. I love to talk weird. That's funny, yeah. Well, I like to do funny voices all day long. I just do some funny voices. And so actually, maybe it's the opposite. Everybody has to listen to my funny voices.
I mean, but if it's something you can't turn off, let's say you're like, you know, your kids or your wife or whatever, like, you know, and they come up and they go, "Hey, Bob, hi, did you make dinner yet?" You know,
hey, that's a good impersonation. I heard that earlier tonight. This chicken's not going to grill itself.
That's, oh man, so you sound like Fran. You sound like Fran Dresser, because that's
no. I don't think that it would bother me that much, to be honest with you. Funny voices, it doesn't bother me. Half the time I listen to people, I hear their funny voice. I mean, even if they don't have one. So I think that would be fairly normal. I think I would adjust to that quickly. The sepia tone I would hate. I mean, look at my cat. He's vivid. Got vivid colors.
No, he's a great blue.
I wouldn't want to miss out on that. Come on.
Yeah. No, he'll be like an orange.
Snoop Dogg thinks I look like Steamboat Willie.
Oh, man. I have to look that up. I don't know. I really didn't know that was a thing. I heard recently that smoking a lot of pot like makes you throw up. Like there's some type of...
What?
Yeah, there's a whole lot disease. They made a new word for it. For people who smoke, again, like a lot of pot will have like throwing up fits.
A whole lot.
Yeah.
Because you know the whole reason they did the whole medical marijuana, other than people wanting to, you know, get high and not get arrested, was to alleviate nausea in cancer patients. That was one of the original things put out there, from I remember from a long time ago. Because you don't get nauseous, right, when you're smoking?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess if you smoke too much, then you get nauseous. That's funny.
Yeah, no, you need a lot.
I got the munchies, but I can't stop throwing up.
Yeah, and at a certain point, if you smoke too much pot, you won't get the munchies anymore. Like
I can't eat Doritos anymore. I've thrown too many of them up.
I got high, then I got hungry, then I threw it up, then I got hungry again because I got high, then I threw it up.
Then you start out, you're doing the dog pee, and you just eat the throw up the puked up Doritos.
Ugh.
Oh, that's disgusting. I can't help myself. I'm peeing like a dog, so I just eat my own puke.
That is disgusting. That's disgusting. There was this monkey at the zoo I saw do that.
Up and ate it?
He threw up and ate it like three different times.
Oh my Lord. Well,
it must have been good.
Your food budget.
I was looking at it like, it must be good though. Like whatever he threw up, whatever he's like, working on.
Frank's Red Hot Sauce is even better the third time.
Ooh, throwing up hot sauce? That's too rough.
I'm just saying. Oh, come on. Now you're getting fickle on me now. You're not gonna. That's too much, huh?
I don't know if I can follow you.
You don't mind talking about yacht party dick contests all night, but throw up three times and eat it, and you're out. Oh no!
I'm not a biology person. I don't.
Stick your dick on your back, and that's fine. But throw up. No, I don't want to talk about it.
That's a bodily fluid.
I'm turning my back on that one.
That's a bodily fluid. Harsh. That's gross. No. At least I have no problem with massages. I'll say that. I'm okay with it.
Well, I didn't say I was out because of that.
What? But it was massages. Like that's I don't. That's a person just on you.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Oh man. Guys, we're gonna end it there. Thank you so much, our listeners of 1,000 Crazy Questions, for listening to this episode. Hey,
I wasn't counting. You should put a counter on the screen. I don't even know how many questions I was asked.
No, it was. I think it was a little less than 1,000 this episode.
Okay, good.
is there anything you want to plug to listeners in general?
I hope that none of these things come to pass for me. That's the first thing I want to say. I hope that none of them happen to me. I don't want to be peeing like a dog or have my dick on my back or any of that stuff.
How about the vacation in the future?
Yeah, I would like that. That, but I don't think that's going to happen. So, you know, but if that would happen, yeah, if I could pick one, there you go. That was probably the most enjoyable one. And you used that one at the beginning to prime me, and then you just brought me way down into the depths.
Hey,
here I'm cool. Talking about eating my own thrown up Doritos 3 times.
Yeah, well, you called me out. You have to start. You have to start light.
So you just feign the science. There's a science here. It's psychological torture, and Houston is giving it to people on a regular basis with 1,000 crazy questions.
It's like the frog in hot water deal, you know? Like you
exactly. Yeah. Can't tell it's boiling. Bullshit! Yeah. That frog knows it's boiling.
If you turn it right up, they'll be like, "Hey, what are you asking me? What type of podcast is this?" You start off sweet, with
some pleasant question, and then you just get into the depths.
Pretty much.
What was I supposed to do? I'm supposed to say, "Oh yeah, you can come. Right. You can listen to me if you really want to, but please don't feel compelled. It's okay if you don't." staticradio.com or at static radio on pretty much any of the socials.
Cool, and cool.
I'm not from New Jersey, and I'm not in a rock band. So if you find those guys, all more power to you, but that's not me.
Huh. Like, is there like a static band or something? Like,
yeah, there's a band from New Jersey called Static Radio, and I stole all their handles, and they're probably really mad at me.
Wow, you should sell it back to them for like $900 or something.
I don't think they got any money.
Like, yeah, you can have it for this much.
Got Static Radio. If you go to Static Radio NJ, you'll find those guys. I have never listened to their songs. I should at this point.
So. That's why you start singing their stuff.
Yeah, I should. Yeah, I should say, yeah, that's me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just Simon Cowell. I'll be on the. America's, what was it called?
America's Got Talent.
American Idol.
Yeah, Idol. I think it is Idol, actually. Yeah,
American Idol. I'll be on American Idol singing Static Radio New Jersey songs.
Yeah, the cat is up there singing the New Jersey songs.
Yeah, looking for a cat box.
I wonder how many times that's happened.
I don't know.
Let me know in the comments, guys, through email, through Instagram, and any questions you have, I'll add them to the list or whatever. Rate the podcast, it helps out a lot. Podchaser is this website that you can find new podcasts on and get hooked on them, like this one. It's a great place to leave reviews for podcasts. And share this with your friends, share this with your enemies. Everyone, stay safe. Bye. As always, follow my music producer D800, D-800, at BeatStars or SoundCloud.com.